This health report brought to you by Dr. Bernstein Diet and Health Clinics. Well, a growing number of people are walking around in comfortable yoga clothing, but that doesn't mean they're actually practicing yoga. ABC's Karen Chase has the story.
The Lululemon slogan, fake it till you make it, is a concept its customers apparently take to heart, since yoga clothing sales are up 45%, while yoga practicing is up only 4.5%. Fashion expert Sam Sabora says athleisure wear has even gotten a leg up on jeans.
Denim has always been kind of the go-to and the staple when it comes to everyday wear, but yoga pants have really taken over.
That means the odds that a person you see in yoga pants is actually heading to yoga class are low, but that's namaste with real students.
Yoga's about embracing everybody.
They're just a different kind of poser. Karen Chase, ABC News.
In other health news, women who have severe disabilities and multiple chronic conditions are being screened for breast cancer less often than women who do not have such disabilities. This is from a new study that was conducted at St. Michael's Hospital. The researchers found in the research published today in the journal Preventive Medicine that this finding is consistent with other studies that show low income and low education are also associated with lower screening rates for breast cancer. Previous research has shown that having a certain level of disability is associated with a higher breast cancer screening rate, perhaps because those women have more frequent contact with the healthcare system. Jell-O has lost some of its jiggle appeal, and there's a move on to fix that.
Executives at Kraft Foods are hoping they can shake up Jell-O sales. They've tumbled 19% in the past 4 years, and efforts to change that have been rather disappointing. Part of the problem is that people have become more finicky about what they eat. Marketers are now hoping to encourage people to use Jell-O creatively for new recipes, to mold it into new shapes, or just play the nostalgia card, all in the hopes that there's still room for Jell-O. I'm Shirley Smith.